Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
Hey, great. I'm James Brown, rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Thank you very much for hanging out with me 7 till. Having a great visit with our good friend Lee Branham, celebrating 7 years of his membership in our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without him. I don't know what we would have done over the years without you, Lee. Thanks for being here. Good job all these years.
Well, I could say the same for you, Jim.
And go ahead if you want. Hey, Lee, Re-Engage is the new book, and also 7 Hidden Reasons Employees Leave. But reengagebook.com is where they can go to find more about that book. But also, folks, don't forget, I want you can go take that's the one where you can take the engagement test, right?
It's an engagement survey, but also a self-engagement survey.
That's what I meant, the self-engagement survey. And don't forget, the list of the things that make up a really engaged employee is in the front of that book, so check it out. Lee, give us some more examples of self-engagement, how an employee can be self-engaged.
Well, I think, you know, one of the things employees do that is sort of a passive behavior is they wait for the manager to come to them and tell them, you know, this is how you advance in this company. You know, employees need to ask about how do I get ahead and look for ways to add value. And one of the mindsets that employees have is, what's in it for me? And they need to be thinking about the manager, what's in it for you? You know, everybody's favorite radio station, WIIY-FM, you know,
right.
What's in it for me?
With them, exactly.
With them. They need to turn that around and think about when you ask for a raise with your manager, you need to be building a case. You know, what have you done to make the organization more successful? How have you added value? And how do you plan to add value in the future? Be thinking about that. And thinking like an owner is probably the number one thing. And instead of just waiting for things to happen, you take the initiative. Waiting for your manager to come to you with an assignment, you take the initiative. Instead of waiting for your performance appraisal, you write down everything you do that's a contribution. Keep a log and come to your performance appraisal with ammunition about how you have added value to the organization. Sacrifice for the good of the team. You know, stay late. When one of your coworkers said something negative, confront the coworker and say, well, what do you plan to do about it? Those kinds of things are the way engaged employees behave. They're good teammates. They share the credit. They don't blame. They come up with money-making ideas. They take responsibility for their own career. They drive their own career bus, so to speak, as somebody once put it, instead of waiting for the manager to say, here's your career plan.
So if you're part of a larger organization, I can see this especially being valid in an organization where there's upward mobility opportunity. You know, there's other departments or other jobs, other assignments, management positions that are available. You could say to somebody, all right, is it your ambition to grow with this company? Oh, yeah, boss, sure it is. Well, that's on you. Nobody's going to give that to you. You're going to have to do that yourself. What do you think?
Well, that's right. In a growing company, in a small company, that's exciting. You know, I once went from a really, really large company to a very small, growing company, and, man, there were just all kinds of opportunities. I mean, you have an idea. And it's going to bring in business or it's going to cut costs. There's not that much stopping you from suggesting it and implementing it. So, your next career move is only as far away as your next idea in a small company.
Well, but, you know, you remember the old days when you just did a good job and you hoped somebody noticed you, right?
Yeah,
now you got to self notice, right? You got to do some self noticing.
Exactly right, and doing a cost benefit analysis of something, like if you want a new computer or you want a wall knocked out to give you more space and to rearrange the physical space, or you want something that's going to cost the company money, do a cost-benefit analysis as if you were the owner of the company and come to the CEO and say, here's what I think this would cost us, but here's how I think it would benefit us. And, boy,
and
that's
I still say the key to everything you just said is in that, found in that last sentence you gave us, and it's one word, and that's ownership.
Yep.
I still say that's one of the most powerful words you can use when you're trying to get people to be engaged. Hey, Lee, I got to wrap it up. Reengagebook.com, right? That's a powerful website there. Lee, thanks for being for 7 great years. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. I always appreciate it.
We'll see you next time. Lee Branham, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I will be, too, another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.